I was a young single mum, and it was important to me that as I went through financial difficulty, that others, you know, didn't feel the need and were aware of where they could go to for help for hygiene products. It was something where, you know, at times when the washing machine would break down, that you'd have to think between food or hygiene products. And obviously you choose food and nappies. So hygiene products for myself, for confidence and for my self-esteem, obviously went second and weren't available to me, or I didn't know that they were available to me. So it's really important for me to get the word out in my local community that there's always somewhere to go and somewhere to get these products from.
What sort of impact did that have on you as a young mum?
It was hard, like I said, with self-esteem and my confidence, getting jobs, access to work. You felt like your place in society wasn't the same as everybody else's. But, you know, you wanted things to change and you do what's best for your family.
And you mentioned there, perhaps if the washing machine had broken, then maybe you didn't wash the clothes as regularly and you had to prioritise food, obviously. But what sort of other things did you go without at times?
You obviously go without the washing detergent and washing. You'd have to take your washing to the laundry, the laundrette. Go without, obviously, soap. There's so many things you can use washing up liquid for your shampoo and things. So you double up on what you can. Obviously, making sure that your children have, you know, fed, nappies, washed and wiped.
Absolutely. But as you say, that really must have affected you personally. How important is it then that you do get involved in this project and kind of make people aware that they can go somewhere else to get a bit of support?
Well, this week is really important to us, getting everything highlighted. We try and get our name out there on Facebook to the local community so that people know where they can get products from. We work with charity partners and community centres, primary schools and food banks, and we try and get out there on Facebook and Instagram where we're donating to, so people can know where they can collect these hygiene products from.
I should think for a lot of us, we hear about poverty, but the hygiene poverty seems to be a very specific part of it that maybe not many people have heard of before. Is that what you kind of found until you experienced it yourself?
Yes, yeah. Well, we know that long before families and individuals go to a food bank, they're more likely to give up essentials such as toothpaste, soap, period products and toilet roll. When someone can't afford to maintain basic personal hygiene, obviously, like I said, this can have such a dramatic consequence on self-esteem and access to workplace in society.